Welcome, everyone, to the Eagles Live Podcast. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. The magic number is one for the Eagles to clinch the NFC East. So a win on Sunday night at the Seattle Seahawks at CenturyLink Field puts the Eagles in the postseason for the first time since 2013. Certainly, the team is focused on things much larger than simply reaching the postseason, having won 9 consecutive games on the way to an NFL best 10-1 record. The task this week, the start of a 3-game road trip, is to play at Seattle's CenturyLink Field against a good 7-4 Seahawks team. So just how good are these Eagles? They've been blowing teams out at an historic pace this season. They've won each of their last 3 games by 28 points. 7 of the 10 wins have been by double digits. It's been remarkable and overwhelming, and now it's December and everything changes. The big picture goal is to have the conference playoffs come through Lincoln Financial Field, and to accomplish that feat, the Eagles need to continue their stellar play in Seattle. So let's begin this Eagles Live podcast with our weekly exclusive visit with head coach Doug Peterson as he gets ready for a tough Seattle team.
Doug, what does this trip represent to you, going out west, 2 games against 2 really good football teams?
Well, one, for me, it's great because it's going home for me, back to Washington State, and I'll see some relatives and all of that. But we know that in order for us to be a playoff contending team each year, we've got to go on the road and play these tough teams. You know, Seattle, as we know, has been in the Super Bowl. They've been in the postseason. They're an experienced team, and right now we're not. And so we've got to learn to handle our business. You know, we've done it now through 11 games, but the month of December is a crucial time where we need to be playing our best football.
How have you prepared this week to get ready for that noise? Is that going into the bubble and that loud music? Is that what I've heard all week?
Yeah, it's definitely going inside, you know, and creating that atmosphere the best we can. And so it's just a matter of putting our team and exposing our team to the noise. And offensively, it's about the silent cadence and using that. And we've been really good so far this year with that. And defensively, the challenge is just the communication on defense, talking and getting the guys lined up. And we're going to continue to use the noise.
Have you played your best game yet as a team?
I think we've seen glimpses of it throughout the season. I go back to the Denver game. I think that was a full 3-phase game, and there's been glimpses of it in other games. But I think our best football is ahead of us, and that's something that the challenge now going into the month of December is to be doing that, playing our best. And no better time than the present, obviously, going on the road to Seattle.
You've been able to give a lot of backups, a lot of reps. Will that pay off down the stretch here?
I think so. You know, hopefully we're in a position, you hate to look down the road, but maybe we're in a position the last week or two of the season where these guys can play a little bit more for you and rest some of your starters. But we're not there yet, obviously. It's full steam ahead, and we got to make sure we take care of business.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
The Eagles lost at the Seahawks last year 26-15, a game that really wasn't as close as the score indicates. The good news emerging from that is this. The Eagles are a year older and much, much better, and they are prepared for the challenges of the trip and the hostile environment. Quarterback Carson Wentz talks about the Seattle defense, which is missing stars in the secondary. Cornerback Richard Sherman and safety Cam Chancellor are out for the season, and defensive end Cliff Averill is also missing as the Eagles look to avenge last season's defeat.
Watching film, you know, there's definitely a lot of plays we left out there last year. They made a number of plays and we got down. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot early in that, but it's a little different defense. I mean, same scheme, but a couple different pieces out there. Obviously losing Chancellor and Sherman, two unbelievable football players, but you know, they got a couple other guys that have stepped up and they still fly around. Again, they're coached so well, they kind of do what they do, and just got a lot of respect for them, and we just got to go kind of execute our game plan. They still do what they do. Again, they have good backups that have now kind of contributed and stepped up, but anytime you're missing two usually Pro Bowlers like those two, it changes things a little bit. You know, you can maybe be a little more aggressive at times, but they still have a very sound, very solid defense. And Earl Thomas back there, I mean, he's still back there. He still flies around. He's one of the more impressive guys I've seen on tape. You know, he's all over the field. Ton of respect for him. So he's a guy you always got to know where he's at as well.
The noise, it's a factor. But Wentz said the Eagles have great confidence in their silent count and on handling the conditions. Here is Wentz talking about playing in Seattle against the 12th man.
Most guys have been there now, so that'll pay dividends, I think, in just our week of prep, knowing kind of how much we need to emphasize kind of hand signals and communicating things non-verbally. You know, I think that'll be a big help for us.
Offensive coordinator Frank Reich echoes the confidence, looking back at last year as a good building block.
You know, there's this reputation, you know, I'm sure for Carson and the other guys who haven't been out there before, it's like the reputation of going out to play in Seattle and then to go out there and say, you know, okay, we can handle this. I mean, we didn't win the game, and hats off to them. They're a good football team. They're tough to beat in their home stadium. So we have a lot of respect for them, but we have a lot of confidence in the players that we have. And I think last year's experience there showed that we can handle the noise, not have 100 offside penalties, and kind of contributes to more confidence going back this year.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. A lot of the focus has been on who is missing from Seattle's defense, but the emphasis as the team prepares is on who Seattle brings to the table. Safety Earl Thomas is still dangerous in the secondary, and linebacker Bobby Wagner is a ball hawk. Here is Lane Johnson, who is playing all-pro level football at the right tackle position, talking about the Seattle front four, which brings the heat against the run and the pass.
Oh, it's Lyle Stadium. You know, they like to get the crowd involved. Looking at the D-line, I think you can just see the versatility in them. They line up different spots. They got Sheldon Richardson inside, dynamic player, really good for the Jets. He's all over the field. Michael Bennett, line up over me, line up inside. Very active player, good with his hands, savvy vet. They got Chris Clark. So a bunch of different guys, and they line up all over the place. So they do a good job with what they do.
How about the Seattle offense? It's a lot better than some think, mainly because quarterback Russell Wilson is so very good. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback who has every skill in the book and then some. Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz previews Wilson.
Russell Wilson's unique in his own ways. He can run the design quarterback runs, the zone reads and the keepers and things like that. And then he can also just create something off schedule. And I've compared him in the past to Fran Tarkenton. And the only thing I really know about Fran Tarkenton was watching NFL film stuff. But, you know, he can threaten inside the pocket. He can threaten outside the pocket. But probably the thing he's most dangerous in is threatening by running backwards. Because it's easy to keep contained. Well, it's not easy, but you can keep contained and you can prevent step-ups. But it's hard to get somebody directly behind the quarterback. And that's where he can just turn and run and escape. And then once he does, he can create some problems for your defense. He threatens the whole field. He'll boot one way, throw back the other. You have to stay alive on everything. Our D linemen are going to have to do a great job staying on their feet and staying alive. You can never go to sleep because if he's scrambling one way, there's a good chance he's coming back to you. We have to stay alive in coverage as well as our rush. And he threatens, you know, the whole width of the field and the whole length of the field.
The players are very well aware of the hazards of playing Wilson, who can leave your tongue dragging by the end of the game. Let's go inside the locker room to hear from some players on how to get after Wilson and, more than that, not let him break a defense down. Here is defensive end Brandon Graham.
You know, with him, you just got to stay active. I mean, he's trying to get you tired just as much as you get him tired. You got to be in shape when you go against him because he's going to be running everywhere. That's what make him dangerous because that's their offense right there. They try to get the running game going, but most of the time they put it in his hands and he's the man to get it done. He's their leading rusher over there. I do know that we don't want to get them started. It's still a good team, still a well-coached team, and we just got to make sure that we continue to keep knocking that run out and, you know, make sure that we contain Russell, which is the biggest task.
Defensive tackle Tim Jernigan thinks Sunday night's assignment will be one of the toughest, if not the very toughest, of the entire season.
You know, even though we know he's good with his feet and, of course, he can throw the ball, you know, I think he's a very smart guy as well. You know, he knows all the adjustments, all the things to do to put his guys in position to win. So, at the end of the day, we know it's going to be a big task on our hands, and I think it's going to probably one of our toughest challenges this year. I think we got to get out there full force, man. You know, don't change our game. Do what we always do. You know what I mean? I think when you go to trying to change what you do and things like that, giving guys too much credit, that's when bad things happen. So we just got to do what we've been doing every game this year.
Linebacker Nigel Bradham knows that as he drops back in coverage, he cannot leave a receiver or a scrambling Wilson will make him and the defense pay.
His mobility and his ability to be able to throw on the run and stay accurate. Guy keeps his eyes down the field and pretty much just always trying to make a big play, whether it's scrambling or just working a pocket and scrambling back and forth and then throwing the ball long. So we pretty much just got to be disciplined, man. Stay in our coverage, keeping our keys on our guys, making sure we stay in coverage and just make sure we can keep them in that pocket. It's tough, man, because you got to stay disciplined. You would think he's running, so you want to come off your guy. And as soon as you come off your guy, he throws it right to him. So you have to be aware of where he's at, where the line of scrimmage is. And that's a key thing, too, just by knowing where the line of scrimmage is and keeping that key throughout the game.
As tough as the assignment is going to be, the Eagles are much better equipped to handle Wilson, who threw a touchdown pass and caught one last year against the Eagles. Schwartz likes what he's seen from his defense through 11 games.
Every defense has a little different personality. There's some things that they're better at. There's a couple things I appreciate with our group. They're very good communicators. We make very few missed assignments. You know, as a result, people have hard time moving the ball consistently on us. We don't give up very many big plays. You know, we had a couple games early in the season where we leaked and had some big plays that we gave up. And, you know, particularly in the recent past, we've done a good job of eliminating those, and it's made it hard to score on us. You know, they're professionals. They do a good job of preparing week in and week out. It's a good tackling defense. I appreciate that about them, and I think that has a lot to go with not giving up big plays also. And you combine that with we're a pretty good third down team, and it makes it hard for teams to drive and score. Like I said, everybody's got a little different personality. Sometimes you're better at man, sometimes you're better at zone, sometimes you need to blitz, sometimes you don't. But these guys have had the flexibility to play it however we've needed it, and it always a little bit different from year to year, but it's also different from week to week.
When you win, the national media come around quite a bit. So we've seen ESPN Sal Palantonio around the NovaCare complex a lot lately, and I had a chance to catch up with him and talk about Sunday's game at Seattle. Here is Press Pass with Sal Palantonio.
Sal, here we are, the Eagles against a 7-4 team. You know, I don't get the sense that the national media has completely bought in to the Eagles, that they need a win like this on Sunday to really convince the outliers. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, they had that signature win against the Carolina Panthers on Thursday Night Football. That was the first half. I think people are looking at the teams that the Eagles beat recently, but I don't agree with that assessment whatsoever. I mean, the Chicago Bears were a good running football team, and they came in here and they couldn't run a lick. So I think people are overlooking the, I'm going to use the word, David, the greatness of this Eagles defense. And I think they're equipped to handle Seattle in Seattle, but it's not going to be easy.
How do the Eagles win this game?
Well, you know, you're just listening to Carson Wentz talk about the detailed game plan that they're putting together offensively to handle the Seattle Seahawks defense. And I was just so impressed with the level of specificity that he brings each week to his film study, talking about the matchup zone that the Seahawks run and how they recognize route concepts and pass routes so quickly, and they're on top of you. And so you've got to figure out where the football's got to go, and you got to be able to manipulate the safety with your eyes and all that stuff. That's impressive stuff for a second-year quarterback. So I think he has the confidence, and I think he has the film study to back it up, and he's also proven that he's been very clutch and he's been protective of the football. Those four things, I think, will handle the Seattle defense in this game.
And, oh, by the way, the fifth thing, the Eagles ranked second in the league in running the football, so they can beat you a lot of ways.
Yeah, they can. They can stop the run, and they can run the football. And, you know, when you got to play in December, and you got to play on the road, and you got to play against playoff-caliber football teams, you got to be able to do two things: run the football, stop the run.
Russell Wilson on the other side, Sal, for those who don't appreciate him, they're making a mistake. What a fantastic football player. Jim Schwartz has talked about his elusiveness, his ability to run backward, keep plays alive. So what do you expect from the Eagles' defense?
I call it the BG's defense. You got to stay alive, staying alive, you know, and Jim Schwartz talked about that. You got to stay alive constantly, way into the down. You got to realize the down's going to last a lot longer than you're used to, right? Because Russell Wilson can extend the play. And so you not only have to corral him, you got to tackle him, tough to do. And then you got to stick to the wide receivers. You got to play blanket coverage, and you got to be on them.
So how does this play out on Sunday night?
I think they are equipped to win this game, and I think they will win this game. I think they'll win this game 24-20.
Which would mean what then, as the Eagles go down the stretch?
I don't like to get ahead of anything, you know, especially in the National Football League. You're going on the road to play back-to-back West Coast teams that are in the playoff hunt with two great quarterbacks playing at a high level. So it's not going to be easy, and I don't want to get ahead of what this will mean, but they should be clinching the division title, but they can't keep their foot off the pedal at all. Minnesota's right on their heels. Los Angeles is right on their heels. You know, the Saints are not done. You want to have the NFC Championship game here in Philadelphia. There, I said it. You want to have it here, right? So you got to play meaningful games in a meaningful way down the stretch.
And you just looked ahead.
I did. I saw it.
Thanks.
I apologize.
It's hard not to do.
It is. It is. It's hard not to do it. You know, 10-1 is rare. And so you got to take advantage of these opportunities.
Thanks, Sal.
Thank you.
Former Eagle Brian Westbrook thinks this game is exactly what the Eagles need after their string of blowout victories. Time to hear from the Eagles Hall of Famer, B. West.
B. West, it's a road trip for the Eagles against a Seattle team that, you know, with all the troubles they've got, they're still 7-4. They still have that swagger.
Well, you talk about the NFL. Why are the good teams good? They have good quarterback play. And everything for Seattle starts with Russell Wilson and things he's able to do. He's not going to turn the ball over. He's not going to make a lot of mistakes. But he can hurt you with his arm. He can hurt you with his legs. That's one thing that our defense has to make sure that they do. Play disciplined, sound football.
What will this road trip tell you about the Eagles? Do you think this is the defining road road trip to find out for sure what this team's all about?
I certainly at this point think that it's a defining moment for the Eagles. I mean, you're going into a hostile environment facing a team that has a pedigree. They've won for some time in the NFL. And so now you're facing an older, more mature football team. Now let's go out there and find a way to win in a tough environment where they have some of the loudest fans in the NFL. Go find a way to win. It's going to show you what this team is all about. They haven't had a tough game in quite some time. Now it's time to go out there and see what we can do against a good football team.
How do you think Carson and the offense will handle that noise? Do you think it will be a problem?
I haven't seen this team struggle for four quarters in the whole game in a long time. They may struggle for the first quarter, maybe even the first half, but they seem to find a way to make adjustments in the locker room. They come to the sideline and make adjustments, whether it's Dub, whether it's Carson, whether it's the offensive line winning in the trenches these last few weeks. They continue to get better every single week, and it's just hard to keep an offense like this down. That's why they're the number one scoring offense in the league.
Brian, when a team blows opponents out, as the Eagles have done, do you lose your edge as a player?
No, because now your edge is about going out there and being perfect, perfecting your game. The one thing that if I'm Doug, I'm telling every one of these guys, and I'm sure Doug is that every single week, whether you play two quarters or four quarters, I want you to go out there and perfect your game. Everything that you do has to be perfect. We're trying to add tools to our tool bag so that if we get into the first round, the second round, the third round, whatever, at the playoffs, we can pull any tool out and use it at any time.
I guess for me, it's like a year later, let's see where the Eagles are after what was really a low point last year. Seattle whipped up on the Eagles, a lot of mistakes. Nelson Aguilar really struggling. And now you look and say, hey, okay, we're going back to the scene of the crime. And we'll find out how much this team's grown up.
Well, this is a different football team. An entirely much more mature team. Nelson obviously has much more confidence. We're seeing Carson Wentz do things that he couldn't do last year. He's looking off defenders. He's seeing the blitz coming way before the ball is even snapped. This is a totally different football team. And truthfully, Seattle is a different football team. They don't have those guys on the defensive side being healthy all year long. And I think the Eagles have a really good chance in this football game.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
We conclude this Eagles Live podcast with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, a very excited Merrill Reese, in his weekly Merrill Minute.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl! The Eagles are
day. It's Groundhog Day! They did it again!
The corner of the end zone! I don't believe it!
This game could be in a museum.
Each week, I can't wait for the next game. That's the kind of season it's been. An amazing season. A 10-1 record. And they've been demolishing teams week in and week out. But let's let a little realism set in for just a moment. Taking nothing away from what the Eagles have done, because you can only play the team on your schedule. But they haven't played very good teams lately. Bears are a weak team. And before that, they've played teams that have trouble getting out of their own way. However, this road trip is going to provide two very difficult tests. The Seahawks have some missing pieces, particularly on defense in the secondary. But put them in that building. Put them in CenturyLink Field. And put them in December. They are a very tough team. And Russell Wilson makes everybody around him better. And then the Rams game comes up. It's difficult for us to know that much about the Rams because we haven't seen them much. But we do know that they're a team with only three losses, and they've got an exciting young quarterback. Can't wait for this trip to begin.
And that'll do it for this Eagles Live podcast. Thanks to Brian Thomas and Richard Hsu for putting it all together. Thanks to all of you for tuning in each week. We are back with our immediate reaction podcast late on Sunday night from CenturyLink Field in Seattle after the Eagles play the Seahawks in a primetime game. Thanks so much, everyone. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro saying, have yourselves a great Eagles day, and fly, Eagles, fly.
E-A-G-L-E!